You're tuned to The Record from KUOW Seattle with David Hyde. I'm Steve Scher. Super Bowl weekend is fast approaching. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to land in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Not all of them will be there by choice. The event is a mecca for sports fans. It's also a magnet for sex traffickers. Experts in sex trafficking say the party atmosphere of the Super Bowl can create an increased demand for illegal sex services. They also believe a large portion of those selling sex will not be there of their own volition. Members of the New Jersey Attorney General's office are geared up to scare traffickers away, arrest those who stay, and offer the women and men trapped in the trade ways out. One of the people who's been leading the effort is Ellie Honig. Mr. Honig is director of the Division of Criminal Justice for the state of New Jersey. He's been working with the state's Human Trafficking Task Force. Mr. Honig, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
What evidence do you have that the Super Bowl is a mecca for sex trafficking?
So we've gone out of our way, really, since shortly after we learned that the Super Bowl was coming here to New Jersey, to talk to prior host cities. We've spoken with Dallas, Indianapolis, and New Orleans, who've hosted three of the most recent Super Bowls, and we wanted to get the benefit of their experience. And their experience was they saw spikes both in prostitution and in ads on popular websites known for prostitution like Backpage, Craigslist, that kind of thing. And so with that knowledge in place, we started to put our plan together, anticipating the increase in prostitution and sex trafficking that comes with it for our Super Bowl.
Where's the increased demand coming from? Who's the customer?
Well, you know, look, you have an event that attracts tens of thousands of people from around the world. You know, this event goes across state borders, across international borders. Generally speaking, you're talking about people with money, wealthy people. You know, the Super Bowl is not for your everyday wage worker. You're talking about people who are here for a good time. They're tourists. You know, and this is a party week. The Super Bowl is about much more than the football game. So when you take that combination of people, there's a natural market there for prostitution, for sex trafficking. And I think the people who profit off this, off selling women, and in some instances men, understand that, and so they gravitate towards an event like this.
And what about the other side? Give us a picture of the people who are caught in the sex trade.
Your typical victim is going to be a young female, although I would note that there are cases where young men and boys are trafficked. But predominantly, you're looking at young women. In some instances, I would break down where these women come from into two categories. Domestically, we're looking at people who are runaways, addicts, people who are homeless, people who are vulnerable. And that's sort of the essence of this crime, right? That's why we treat this crime so seriously, because you're preying on people who are vulnerable. Internationally, you're looking at women typically who want to come to this country and often are lured here under false pretenses. They're told you can go to the United States, you can work as a restaurant worker or a housekeeper. And then when they get here, it's a bait and switch. You know, they're told, yeah, you're going to, you know, we're not going to wait around for you to make $4 an hour bussing tables. You're going to get to work in the sex trade, and they make a lot more money that way.
We're talking with Ellie Honig, who works for New Jersey's Human Trafficking Task Force, about the issue of sex trafficking at the Super Bowl. So what efforts have your task force been making to address this?
We've taken a two-track approach to this problem. The first track is simple law enforcement. We've made cases. We've set up a new human trafficking unit within the Attorney General's office. We've staffed it up with a healthy number of detectives and prosecutors, and we've made these cases. These are difficult cases to make, and I won't go into any kind of detail, but I will say, and I can say publicly, that we have a specific law enforcement operation underway now as we speak in the run-up to the Super Bowl. So that's the first track. The second track is awareness and outreach. You know, this is a crime that really happens in the shadows, and our view is that by shining light on this crime, you expose it, and you deter it, and hopefully you end it. And we have trained over 3,000 law enforcement officers on human trafficking, on indicators, what to look for, red flags. But we've taken it beyond law enforcement. Hotel managers, rest stop managers, truck drivers, cab drivers, EMTs, anyone who might reasonably come in contact with this kind of thing.
When you're doing the outreach, what signs do you tell people to look for?
Typically, if you see young women coming and going into a hotel or a residence late at night, if you see an abnormal number of people living in one apartment or one home, if you see women who are young women who don't travel anywhere unattended by older men, if you see indicators that somebody is living inside a building or a business. For example, in a lot of the cases we see, you'll have women that work inside, in some instances, a nail salon, a hair salon, commonly these massage parlors. I would put quotes on that. And they're just fronts for prostitution venues. Typically, in those cases, the victims are forced to live inside the building. I did a case a few years ago. I did it myself where we found 60 or 70 women living in back rooms, closets, boiler rooms of, you know, places to put themselves out there as massage parlors. So as a cop, if you go into one of these places and you see mattresses and pillows and toiletries, that's a red flag.
60 to 70 women.
Yeah.
Ellie Honig is director of the Division of Criminal Justice for the state of New Jersey. He's working on a task force against trafficking. In terms of enforcement, New Jersey has been bringing a lot of attention to this. You had Chris Christie standing before a podium on Wednesday sending this message to potential traffickers.
Don't try it. We have eyes and ears on the ground and in cyberspace. We are watching the internet and we are watching the neighborhoods.
What are you hoping a message like that is saying to the potential sex traffickers?
I hope that the message that gets across is exactly what Governor Christie said. Look, we have what was recently rated by a nonprofit as the strongest anti-human trafficking law in the country, and I should say tied with Washington State. We got the two highest ratings of any states in the entire country, and that's a law that Governor Christie signed in 2013, so it's a new law. We've already used it a handful of times, and it's a powerful tool for us as prosecutors, and we absolutely intend to keep using it moving forward.
So you're hoping the tool and the outreach is going to scare them away?
Absolutely. I mean, look, the best case scenario is we don't end up making any cases because everyone's been so heavily deterred. But, you know, there's always going to be people who think they're going to get away with it. So we do expect to continue to make cases, sure.
You know, we see this crime continuing, even though there's been efforts at awareness. You have this increased effort at awareness and enforcement action. What's got to be done to stop sex trafficking?
The problem is it's lucrative, right? I mean, it's the same reason that any crime flourishes. You can analogize it to drug trafficking. That's why people buy and you know, because there's people out there willing to sell. So we're trying to attack the supply and the demand. The supply, I think, is the more direct way. Every time we make a case, I hope that has a deterrent effect. I hope that people read about that and know it. And I hope ultimately we make it not profitable or not at least not worth the risk. And when we do that, when we reach that point, then I'm confident this crime will dry up.
Ellie Honig is the director of the Division of Criminal Justice for the state of New Jersey. If you want to know more about the human trafficking topic in our state, check out KUOW's extensive reporting on the topic. Search for human trafficking on KUOW.org. Mr. Honig, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me.
I'm Steve Scherer. This is The Record.